Before we get into looking at today, Dan, I asked you boys to give me a favourite moment and a performance of the year. What do you want to start with, Dan?
Okay, it's up to me. Well, look, as an individual thoroughbred racehorse performance, I'm going to the sprinters, because when a horse looks impressive winning down the straight at Flemington, you know that they go on usually into the world stage. Now, this horse didn't really come back in the spring, but I thought the performance of the year was Bivouac winning the Dali and thrashing Nature Strip last year.
Nature Strip, 300 metres to go, being nursed by McDonald, still out clear by about 2.5 lengths, but Bivouac is chasing hard now with about 150 metres to go. It's Nature Strip and Bivouac, who explodes. Bivouac with a powerful display. Oh, what a spectacular win. Dominant, 4 lengths, Nature Strip, Libertini. They were followed next in the field by Zutori. Haydock and Graff from Tafane, standout, Santa Ana Lane and Fabergino.
Good memory, guys.
I can still see Bossy standing up, shaking his head. In the stirrups, because it was unbelievable. And sadly, we didn't get to see him anywhere near his best. But that's what Bivouac will always be remembered for. I might slip in here because mine's a little left of centre, and it's another sprinting performance. I remember sitting at the Valley this night and watching Willie Pike at his best on Masked Crusader, and I can't remember a sprinting finish of this ilk for the year.
In the straight at the 150, Portland Sky, Masked Crusader's wedging through and bursting through. Masked Crusader drive through, takes the lead, a smart horse, a Group 1 winner. 2 lengths, Portland Sky, Libertini for 4th September run. Flit Kementari all from the back, then Brooklyn Hassle.
That was just unbelievable, the ride and the performance. It'll be interesting to see how he comes back and what he might be able to do in the spring.
Yeah, he's sort of nearly made now, isn't he, as a horse, Masked Crusader. And Pike, I think the image of the year was Pike almost planking on that, I think it was the Oakley Plate or one of those winners at Caulfield, where he was horizontal, you know, and it was, so if there's an image of the
year. Oakley Plate dead heat.
It might have been the dead heat in the Oakley Plate, and he just pushed it out. So I think if there's an image of the year that tells you about the athleticism of a jockey, then that's probably it. I'm going with Gold Medals, because when, it seems like a long time ago that jumps racing was nearly made extinct, and that was when, that was the very year that Gold Medals had his first start, 1 or 2 year old race at Warrnambool. So of all the things that happened and changed, and then jumps racing made a resurgence, and part of that was Gold Medals year in, year out. So at whatever age it was this year, I think he was he 10 or 11 or something when he won the he was 11 years old. So the effort of Simon Wild to keep this horse together and make him into a legend, and they are just chipping away at the statue down there at the moment as we speak of Gold Medals. Let's have a listen to listen to this race call as well.
The cream come to the top here. They jump the last in unison. ZM, Gold Medals. It's the brave Kiwi ZM, the hometown hero. Gold Medals on the outside. He's going to him. The crowd roars. This is incredible. Gold Medals from ZM. Third is going to be George the Fifth. But Gold Medals, he's 11. But by G, he doesn't know it. ZM, look at him. He won't give in. But Gold Medals, 2 Grand Annuals. What a hometown hero. What a Grand Annual hero. Douglas and Wild, they do it again. Gold Medals are linked to ZM. 10 to George the Fifth.
Gives you goosebumps just listening back to it, doesn't it? And the crowd.
And Rick.
Rick.
Seriously,
brilliant.
I think the crowd, because he goes over the whole PA, I think the crowd responds to Rick, who's responding to the race. I think that it's that absolute feverishness down there. And Rick McIntosh is very much part of the legend of the Gold Medals in a way, because he's been so wonderful in the way he's lifted the theatre of it. So, yeah, that's my one. My training performance.
Yeah.
Regardless of the argument between are our good horses trash and are their good average horses come here and win everything and all that, but I still think Annabelle Neesham with Zaki, she got a very, like a hot potato horse. You know, what am I going to do with this thing? And I remember before it ran in the Doncaster, she was so bullish. It went around 100 to 1 and shot the lights out and ran an enormous race. But to keep him going, to target Brisbane, to withstand the pressure of training a horse like him the way she did it, and she's a pretty cool character. So I think, regardless of the fact that Zaki might be a bit of a flat track bully down here, I still think Annabelle Neesham's management's been terrific.
Back near the inside, Shared Ambition, and then Sir Dragon A, followed by Natoya. But look at this go. Zaki inside the 200 metre marker. A one act affair in the Durban Cup. It's a mile in front. They queue up the miners. Toffee Tunt, Brandenburg, Natoya, further back of Villiers. But look at this. Zaki won't get any more impressive than that. Here's the star. Zaki is romped in the Durban Cup from Toffee Tunt. Photo third, Brandenburg, Natoya, followed by Melody Bell, Humidor.
And just as an overview training performance, I think the Ma used the Mar boys and Dave Eustace, even little things like their day out at Sandown at the jumps meeting. Ablaze was the only one. He'll win tomorrow, don't worry about that. The only one that didn't win was Ablaze, and for them to furnish these jumps horses and have them as the showpiece horses of jumps racing, it's massive for jumps racing, and I think their ability to fill every void is quite incredible, that stable. Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Tomorrow's going to be a phenomenal day, Grand National Day. Can't wait for that at Sandown. Who have you gone with for your training performance of the year, Dan?
Well, there was a few. I mean, the McAvoys with Hey Doc has got to be right up there. I think what you said about the Mar Eustace camp, to get Persan to run fifth in a Melbourne Cup was amazing. What they did with Explosive Jack was just outstanding. But for, and of course, you know, Dennis Pagan's story to win the Derby. But I thought it was Chris Waller with Shakiro winning the Magic Millions. He would have had a few headaches with his horse. He burst on the scene, won on debut, looked like a superstar. He got beaten as a short price favourite in the lead-ups to the Magic Millions, and he and his team got him spot on to win the big race in January.
Pretty kisses grabbed by Baby Wong. Shakiro came with the pair and headed them. Shakiro goes for home in the millions. Alpine Edge sets sail out after Shakiro, but he's got a break. It might be a winning one. It is a winning one. Shakiro beat Alpine Edge. She's all class up for third.
Really testing his patience, but he got the job done, and at $12 or $14, thank you. You know, one of those horses that you just seem to get right, one of those horses that people think's a money muncher, he was all right to me, so maybe I remember him for different reasons. What about you, Michael?
Oh, I was going to say, there's a little tinge of money in the pocket with that trainer's selection there, which there should be, I reckon, Dan, as well. I'm a little left of centre, and one that should have been a lot of money in my pocket, because we got Chris Calthorpe on Racing Pulse 2 weeks before Media Award won the Oaks over in Adelaide. He gave her a huge pump up. The week of, he gave her a huge pump up, and she won and paid $71. Chris Calthorpe, who flies all the horses around Australia, for him to train Media Award and win a Group 1, that was one of my major highlights of the year.
Flying Mascot Ecumenical joining in Ripper Rita and wider out Media Award. Media Award, Ripper Rita. They sweep up to hit Cyril Leo Miss, who's fighting strongly the rail. Ecumenical, Media Award, personal late. Media Award's in front. Media Award, it's hers to savour the Australasian Oaks. Media Award from personal, maybe flexible through for third ahead of Ripper Rita, Cyril Leo Miss, Ecumenical, Brooke Spire, and wider out American Angel.
It was a great moment, wasn't it, for Chris, and I remember the emotion post that race for a trainer of his size to achieve that, and obviously the major one that we haven't chosen because so many people have spoken about it was, and it's similar, Dennis Pagan. We'll never see that again. A AFL premiership coach in his first 6 months of training winning the Victoria Derby. Just incredible.
Yeah, exactly right. So and it was incredible to be there. Look, I know you were doing 10 at the time, and Dan and I were up in the behind the glass, and to see Dennis Pagan standing there in front of absolutely no one for the most bittersweet sort of triumph of his life was quite incredible. And just another one on that, the day that Media Award won the Derby, was that very poignant day where that gentleman was in the hospital bed.
Yep.
I think he's... Oh, that would have been Nigel Latham, I think his name was. But he has since died, but the dual story on that day was quite touching.
Great.